Tape script 12.8. A birth.
Well, my sister was expecting her first child, and she was living on a Scottish isle, the island of Mull, just off the west coast, and the plan was that she would travel to a friend's house on the mainland. There's a ferry, of course, a week before the baby was due. That was the plan, but of course babies don't always... And anyway, 2 weeks before the baby was due, she was at home and the baby started coming early, so my sister had to be taken off the island by lifeboat, not by ferry. You see, it was really early in the morning and the ferry hadn't started running. But even the lifeboat didn't make it in time to actually get her to the mainland. You can imagine, it's quite a small space to give birth in. As she said, it was kind of like lying in the aisle of an aeroplane or something. That's about all the space that you've got. Fortunately, the lifeboat crew were marvellous. They're nearly all volunteers who man the lifeboats. You have, like, the captain of the boat and four crew members, and, in this case, a midwife from the hospital, and another midwife who was just passing, just on her way home, in fact. So, in this small space, there were all these people standing around as she was giving birth. Oh, and, of course, her husband Nick was there too. So it was quite crowded. My sister was just pleased that there were no complications and that she managed to get through it. And what was really nice, on the lifeboat, the crew had a bottle of champagne, which I think they were saving for a special occasion. And they did actually open it and drink the health of the new baby. And then they also engraved her name and date of birth on the lifeboat's bell, so that it's always remembered. The lifeboatmen were encouraging my sister to name the baby after the lifeboat, because lifeboats always have a name, and this one was called Maura Edith MacDonald. And so they wanted my sister to call the baby Maura. But she'd already got a name planned. But she did use Maura as a middle name. So my niece has the name Hazel Beth Maura Banner. She has two middle names. One of the lifeboatmen joked. He said it was a good job she didn't give birth on the ferry, because she'd have had to call the baby Caledonian McBrain. That's the name of the ferry company. Actually, the story... it was featured in the local newspapers after the birth. So there was a photo. Somebody had a camera on the boat and took photos straight away. So the story appeared with that photo in all the local papers.